The Triple M Grill Team.
Turn Gus, MG and Matty on 6 till 9 weekdays.
Yeah, woke yesterday morning to a very sad story, boys. Young Georgina Barter, she was at a dance festival here in Sydney and apparently has died of a ecstasy overdose. Only 19 years of age, and it's such a sad day. Wanted to find out how prevalent this was, because as soon as they showed the picture of Georgina last night, they showed the picture of young Anna Wood, and Anna Wood was obviously around the same age, 20 years ago, 1995.
Yeah, 1995, yeah.
And we've got a specialist on the line now, a leading emergency medical specialist, Gordian Fulda, who we can ask these questions too. Good morning, Dr. Gordian. How are you, mate?
Hey, gentlemen. And ladies.
Am I right in saying that? How prevalent is ecstasy deaths at in hospitals? How many would you see on an average night?
Oh, you don't. Ecstasy death, thanks heavens, is quite unusual, right? Mm. But the thing is, it's in young people who really, really didn't need to die. And what it is, all the hospitals around where there's music festivals, summertime, raves, dances, and on weekends, the use of ecstasy in Australia is massive. It's sort of like just common, and people do it. And we really don't understand why you need to take a drug to enjoy yourself.
Now, doctor, if we talk ecstasy, the purest form of ecstasy is MDMA. These young people who die or get very sick, is it the MDMA that's making them sick, or is it what they believe is basically ecstasy? But as we know, this sort of stuff is made up, chopped up, and stomped on in these filthy labs. Drug labs.
You're on the money. You don't know what it is, right? And the thing is, it's a very big market. It's all about money, right? Mm. So the pill's now becoming more pretty, more sexy, more cool, and more toxic and powerful because it's just straight competition and marketing to get the kids' money to take these, in many ways, poisons.
And doctor, you're talking about it's all about the money. Do you know how expensive it is? Have you heard through your particular job, is it $5 a tablet so everyone can get it, or is it $50 a tablet? Wouldn't have a clue. Do you know?
Yes, I do. First of all, a lot of these and the younger people, they're given a tablet by somebody they know who has bought them, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And remember, dealers are there just once again for the money, so nobody should help dealers. They could be, you could say they're dishing out death. But the thing is, the price of tablets like soft drinks, they're all the drugs, even the really bad and heavy ones, come in between $30 and $50 a pill or a hit or a whatever. Because, that's once again, marketing. They're competing.
Doctor, do we know what these batch of pills were that this young lady took? I mean, because there was warning. No, we don't. Because there was a warning on Blue Batman a little while ago.
Yeah. The other thing is, we may never know, even the coroner may not know in the end what drug it was, because these are what they call designer drugs, and as you say, they're made up, no sort of chemical formula. I think they're making a batch of this or that and put it in a pill press, put pretty pictures and colours in it, and it really could be anything. I mean, it is amazing that young people are usually very, very fussy about what they put in their mouths, their bodies, and they feel they have to do something like taking some sort of chemicals or stimulants to enjoy themselves. And I'm sure it was good music and all the festivals. You don't need it.
Yeah, Doctor, as far as the number of people presenting to emergency, where does ecstasy rank alongside other drugs like heroin and even the perfectly legal alcohol as far as numbers?
So I'll put it this way. Alcohol obviously is massive and the number one by so far 2 country miles. But research has shown that alcohol and ecstasy is just so common amongst young people. It really is. I won't say every evening sort of thing, but it is immensely prevalent and so well established.
Well, thank you, Doctor, so much for your time. An absolute tragic story, and we appreciate your insight this morning.
Pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Gordian Fulda.
George and his family this morning, we send deepest condolences.
The Grill Team, Gus, MG and Matty Johns. Triple M Breakfast.